Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back to EOTM Radio. I am your girl, Carla B, and I am holding down the E-Buzz Entertainment Show tonight. And you best believe that I am always excited, y'all, excited as ever to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are just always striving to encourage, empower, and enlighten your measy-feezy mind, as Moby say. And speaking of enlightening, if you're needing some, you will always find it when you visit EOTMradio.com and actually check out our official blog site dedicated to giving you all the entertainment news, the celebrity gossip, politics, and so much more. And you can find that site by visiting www.eotmblog.com, eotmblog.com. And I'm just giving out so much great information. I just love entrepreneurs. So for the entrepreneur and you, guess what? You get a bike. I'm just kidding. We got a place for you as well. We just recently launched our Facebook group, Entrepreneurs on the Move. So log into Facebook, y'all. Look us up and check us out. Okay, I'm back, y'all. I know you missed me, but we really have a very exciting E-Buzz Entertainment Show tonight. 30 minutes, one great guest. Then T'Angelo will be on at 8:30 to do his thing. And speaking of T'Angelo, he's my guest for tonight. I almost forgot. Oh, my goodness. Let's take a quick commercial break. I need to call T'Angelo tonight to get him here ASAP. Hold tight. We're going to put on a hot track from my friends over at Hype Magazine. It's titled Kiki Romeo. Actually, it's titled Sexy Swagger by Kiki Romeo. Check it out. We'll come back. We'll be talking to T'Angelo. Hold tight.
Let's go.
I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on.
Hey, hold on. Sexy swagger, go. Sexy digger. Sexy shoes, sexy jeans, sexy sweater. I flash stole, I take a look, my Gucci bag. Prada on my back, I got my sexy tag from. So call me Big Mitch, run it like Scarface. Hoes wanna my dick, niggas wanna my face. I swear, bitch, I ain't gonna fuck your problem. Money in the bank, I'm higher like a Big Ben. So what you here for? I go there so hard. English not my language, but I got it so far.
my swag on. Sexy,
I was born in a hood, I got plenty money. Girl, what you need? I'ma be a fancy honey. Je suis comme le bon, je suis couvert de Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, appelle-moi Rudy. Je suis comme un regard, écoute-moi, je suis pas un méga. C'est mon style, c'est mon look, c'est ma vie, c'est ma popiton, je suis soit un nigga. C'est pas les gars d'un sort, c'est propre, fais des questions pour le sang, fais penser c'est beau. Appelle-moi mon ami, appelle-moi Rudy.
Oh, I got my swag on, girl, I got my swag on, girl, I got my swag.
Radio, and I know everybody has been just waiting, and they're wondering who my surprise celebrity guest is for tonight, and it is he. It is the man that just, he has so much swag. That's why I had to play that track right there, because this boy gets his swag on, okay? And with that, I want to welcome my boy, T'Angelo, to the couch of the E-Buzz Show. Welcome for the first time.
Well, good evening, the sexy, sultry sounds of Caller B.
Hey. What's good with you, T'Angelo?
I was trying to be deep and sexy for you, but I'm going to do it my way. Hey, what do you
do,
baby girl?
That's what T'Angelo I like to hear. That's what's up. You guys,
I was trying to keep up with you.
Hey, you know. You can't do that, but I have T'Angelo of Love, Hate, and the Dance Between Them on my couch. So before we do anything else, I definitely, again, want to welcome you. This is the first time that you're on my show. So, again, welcome.
That's what's up. This is a lovely couch. You got the best kind of material. I love this fabric. This is nice.
I got a little bit of swag and style and stuff. But enough of me. Enough
Sorry.
Of me, T'Angelo. For the
I'm
listeners
used to being the host.
Out there,
I'm not used to being talked about.
I know. For the listeners out there that are unfamiliar with you and your show that airs right here on EOTMRadio.com every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I want you to go ahead and give them a brief synopsis, if you will.
Certainly. Well, for those who are new to the T'Angelo, to me, and Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them, I do air, as she mentioned, Thursday nights at 8 o'clock to 9:30. And on my show, we pretty much discuss pop culture. We discuss healthy living and how to live life to the fullest. My closing statement is dance as though no one is watching, just live. And because of my show, it's all about healthy living and to be happy, you know, to live life to the fullest. Don't doubt yourself. Just step out on faith. And I call it jumping off a mountain. Just jump off the mountain and see where you land. So it's a good look.
Huh?
I love it. And
huh?
Tonight, huh? Oh.
Huh? Did you just say jump off a mountain? Boy,
yeah.
You better stop.
Yeah.
Boy, stop.
No, it's a figure of speech. It's a metaphor that I use with a lot of people that I give advice to. But the mountain is, when you stay on top of a mountain, you're like in a safe place. But when you decide to, like, you know, get into EOTM, for instance, when you offered me the radio show, I was like, ooh, I don't know. And remember at first, I didn't accept the offer because I was still on my mountain in my safe haven. But what I had to do was just run and jump off the mountain and free fall for a while.
Wow.
And, you know, you don't know how it's going to go. You might land in success. You might hit your head on the side of the mountain a little bit. You might, you know, throw up a little bit because you got scared, but you're still falling. And then eventually you land on your feet.
Right. I love that analogy, and I'm happy that I stopped you so you can break it down for the people like me, a little bit ditzy, but, oh, my God, I love it. And thank you so much for that. Thanks so much for that. I know you mentioned it a little bit. Say it again.
Oh, I just said you're welcome.
Oh, that was so nice. I don't usually get that. I love having you here, I tell you. But as you stated a little bit ago, you said that the tables are turned. They are. The tables are turned on you tonight, so I'm sure you're feeling a little funny, eh? You know, weird and funny feelings inside your stomach and stuff, right?
Right. Because the whole weekend is like that with this and baby day and they're honoring me, and I'm not working at an event. Like I'm part of the people planning it, but they won't let me do anything the day of. Like, they're like, okay, well, you can't work the concession stands and you can't be in the production studio. You can't. It's so weird. I'm like, have nothing to do.
Wow. Well, I want to say, number one, I want to say that I am definitely honored to be able to be the one to interview you right here on EOTM Radio. And I'm going to, that soundbite I did, that was a soundbite that I'm going to use in years to come when you're on getting your Oscar or your Grammy for something that you've done, something extraordinary. I'm going to say, I'm going to play that soundbite. I'm like, what's he going to do with on this show for real? You know,
which soundbite? Which one?
What I just said, when I said, well, I am honored to be able to be the one to interview you, D'Angelo, on EOTMRadio.com. That one. That's what's up. Because I really see just greatness. You know where I got that from. But we only got about 20 minutes, so I want to go ahead and get with the interview. Number one, I definitely want to talk about this really big day that's planned this Saturday, April 30th. The word on the street is that you are one of 15 master choreographers being honored for the 4th annual BB Day celebration. Congratulations.
Thanks. Is that what they're saying on the streets?
That's what they're saying. That is the word on the street, D'Angelo. So when you were, I want to ask you a couple questions in regards to this great thing right here, the Baby Day, 4th annual. So when you were first presented with this, what ran through your mind?
Disbelief. So the funny part is the company putting this on, I'm affiliated with, and they were like, oh, D'Angelo, we honored it, or they would be grateful if I would be a part of the board who helps put this event on. And I was like, oh, okay, because you're not putting on dance productions and stuff, so yeah, that'd be great. So that particular day, the president was just like, oh, D'Angelo, did you check out the email I sent you? And I was like, oh, yeah, I did. I saw that you sent it, but I haven't actually had a chance to look at it. I wanted to sit down with it and take some time, so I'm going to look at it later on. And she was like, if you wouldn't mind looking at it, like, kind of like recently, like now. And I was at work at my desk at the 9 to 5, and so I was okay, you call me back. She said, okay, cool. So I'm like at my desk in administrative office, and I pull open the letter, and it's like a letter, hey, D'Angelo, we're so gracious to an opportunity to honor you as a choreographer for all the leadership. And so I'm reading the letter, and I called her back like, hey, is this a prototype of what we're sending out? I thought it was a prototype, and she just put my name in it. And she was like, no, D'Angelo, this is your letter. And I was like, no, what are you talking about?
Wow.
And so I spent the rest of the day actually trying to, well, my coworker spent the rest of the day trying to pull me out the clouds because I was working on walking on cloud 9. So I'm good.
You
can't talk to me now.
Okay.
Are you D'Angelo? No, I'm not just D'Angelo anymore.
Yes.
I'm being honored.
Yes.
I'm being honored.
So oh, my God.
Just disbelief. I was just like, wow. Like, and then I actually, lastly, I forwarded to like 10 people that I knew who loved me. I forwarded to I immediately forwarded the email to them. So
that's what's up.
Yeah.
That
really cool.
is awesome. Hey, you one up on me. I'm just waiting for somebody, some mama's child to honor me. But it's not about me tonight. It's not. I'm just joking. But I want, I've been wanting to ask you this, and it's crazy because we talk all the time, and I don't even know this about you, but how did you find yourself in this industry? As a master choreographer, not a media host or radio personality, but as, you know, what you're being honored for on the 30th. Yeah.
It actually kind of more so found me, and just a quick way to answer that is in my youth, probably about, I don't even know, maybe 13, 14, my siblings and I, we started performing in talent shows, and we kind of became successful at those, winning them all the time, to the point where my mom like started expecting us to do it, and I had been choreographing ever since. And so we did Will Smith's Wild Wild West choreography. And I don't know if you remember, but that was a big video. And it was a major dance sequence. And so we replicated it. And we only had 7 days to do the entire thing because we were doing Michael Jackson's Remember the Time. And I was learning that. We're getting costumes and stuff together. But then Wild Wild West came out. It was the hottest thing going. And my mom was like, baby, we need to do Wild Wild West. And my brother ended up having to learn all the rap and the choreography, and I had to learn all the choreography and make up the part that the video didn't show in 7 days and put it on stage, and we won first place.
Wow.
So that's how it started, the humble beginnings. And after that, I danced in church. The Miss Black Fernandino pageant saw my choreography and asked me to choreograph for their pageant, and that was my very first professional dance job.
Wow. So I'm assuming that since you're doing stuff from, like you said, Will Smith, Wild Wild West, all that stuff, I'm assuming your dance style is more so like hip-hop?
It is. It majors in hip-hop because that's where my master probably choreography skills come from, because I do so much of that. But I also do more genres, and I'm in love with modern dance. I love to tap dance. I trained at Debbie Allen's Dance Academy. Yeah, and they teach you everything there. And so I can do a little bit of everything. The most challenging style for me has been flamenco. I did have a very difficult time learning that genre because I don't know why the footwork and the arms just didn't coordinate for me. But I love modern. And actually back in October, I did a show for a Breast Cancer Research Foundation benefit, and I put a modern piece in there. And I thought it was going to be really cool, and you would not believe how funny it came out to be. Now, granted, I don't think the piece is comical. But the audience was, like, rolling. It was so weird because I'm on stage performing, and I'm like, why are they laughing at us?
Right. That's too funny. I would probably be laughing, too, though.
That's what people said. They're like, T'Angelo. And I think it's so weird because my mother always says, I'm the funniest when I'm being serious.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was hilarious that transpired through my movement because I was a serious piece to me, not, like, emotional serious.
So it was like a Black Swan. I hope it wasn't like a Black Swan serious piece.
No.
And they laughed.
Okay, and they're laughing. No. It was the Kings of Leon's song called Sex on Fire, and that song has a very pulsating beat to it. And so I choreographed a piece that just moves across the floor the entire time. Everyone's going one direction across the stage. And it was all about the movement. That's all. It was just about weird movement, interesting shapes, to different textures and patterns of movement going across the floor. Apparently, some of those movements were funny, and they called it a duck walk, and I didn't think I looked like a duck.
Oh, my God.
So,
I want that tape.
Working on getting the footage. I suppose I've had it by now, but I think Baby Day might have it before I do.
Isn't that always how it is? Say it again before
I heard they mailed it to them, so we'll see. I'll be surprised if everyone else is.
Wow. Well, what I want to do right now, T'Angelo, I want to take a really quick break, commercial break, then we're going to come back and have some closing remarks for you, from you. But I wanted to play a song that I thought was so fitting to what you're experiencing right now, and I know how much you love this particular artist. And we've talked about this particular song I'm about to play. So this is definitely dedicated to you from me. I'm so proud of you, T'Angelo, and everything that you're doing. I am so proud of you, baby boy. This is for you.
I love this song.
I fly with the stars in the sky. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life.
Down to your knees. Young Money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz, doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping tones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fuck it, me and Nicki, they getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Have this moment for life, for life, for life. In this moment, I just feel so alive, alive, alive. That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life.
That was This Moment by Nicki Minaj, dedicated to our boy, your boy, my boy, all of our boy, T'Angelo. Thanks again for coming on to the E-Buzz Show. We got about 7 minutes, so I definitely want to touch bases on the event on the 30th. I want you to, if somebody is wanting to come out to support T'Angelo, how can they go about getting a ticket?
At this point, since the event is like 2 days away, the best bet is just to come down. I think you can probably still go on the website, though, and order tickets. They are $7, just a mere $7, you guys. And with gas being so high, I think that's a great price. You can't even get $2 a gallon. You can't even get 2 gallons of gas for $7 now. But NACDY.com. That's NACDWorldwide.com. And just scroll down to the bottom of the page on the right-hand side. You can see the flyer as well. Otherwise, just come down to Santee Educational Complex in downtown Riverside. Oh, excuse me. Ooh, downtown Los Angeles. I'm sorry. Downtown
okay,
Los Angeles.
Okay, you scared me. Okay.
Wow, that's my old stomping grounds, Riverside. But anyhow, and yeah, just come out and join us. It's going to be a great event. Celebrities will be coming down and red carpet, well, not really red carpet, but VIP suites and food.
Right.
That's my favorite part right there. I'm going to be eating. I'm excited.
Okay,
I'm going shopping
that's
tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I actually stopped and got me a blouse today. So I think I got something to wear, you know, with the blouse, hopefully. But you know how we media folks name drop. So are there any celebs lined up that's going to show up and show out? As you know, they will and they can. I'm just joking. But, you know, is there any names that you can drop?
I don't know if I can say. I mean, there is. I do. There's one in particular I really want to say. I do.
How much time? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I won't say that. But I will say this. If you definitely come out, it will be a celebrity-studded event that you will enjoy. And if nothing else, I mean, I hate to be the bearer of vanity, but it is one of my favorite characteristics. And the most important person to see is me.
Exactly. And with that, I want to I don't want that to be your last words because, you know, you're conceited. But go ahead and share with us some parting words.
Well, I mean, to everyone, I just truly want to say definitely live life to the fullest. I mean, if it's a dream, a hope, or a desire that God has placed upon your heart, it is from within. So if you go out to do it, just do it to the fullest. Until next time, it's your boy, T'Angelo. Love, dance, and hey, join them.
Yes. Thanks so much, T'Angelo. More info on Baby Day. You guys, tickets are just, as he said, $7 per entry, free for kids, 12 and under. $15 for VIP seating and buffet reception. To volunteer or purchase a ticket, as he said, you can visit NACDWorldwide.com or call 347-635-4514, 347-635-4514. And for media relations, you can contact Daisy Tate at dtate@nacdworldwide.com. And I'll have that information on my Facebook page. And that's all I have. I want to say I'm going to go ahead and close it out. The last song that you'll hear, it is from our good friends over at Hype Magazine. It's called Gorillas in the Club by LT, a.k.a. Lyrical Twist. T'Angelo is up next, y'all. Hold tight. Peace.
Let's go, bitch. Yeah, we in the club. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Yo, 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 this is your boy T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to Love, Dance, and the Hate in Between Them. My bad, what's going on? I'll just go ahead and put my flow to that joint right there, you know. So, anyhow, what's going on? It's your boy, T'Angelo, with Love, Hate, and the Dance Between Them. So, if you checked out that last beat that just played, I just want to go ahead and give a little homage to the cat who created that, G the Genius. Yeah, that's my dog. He went ahead and put that beat together. Actually, any of the little freestyle transition music I have, he did. Some great stuff. That red carpet I be putting on sometimes, he did that. Good stuff, good stuff. Anyhow, moving right along with today's agenda, what's going on, you guys? This week has been crazy for me. I don't know if y'all were there via Facebook, but I got to stay tuned in. I'll be trying to keep all abreasted, but it just be so much. But through the course of the show, if you have a thought and you want to touch on something, make sure you give me a call at 718-664-6543. If you were kind of bothered because you missed that the first time because you were grabbing the pen and paper or the digital equipment to enter this number, I want to say it again. That was 718-664-6543. So anyhow, you guys are tuned in to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them, where we discuss everything from pop culture, movies, film, higher education, healthy living, basically learning how or trying to express how to live life to the fullest. So tonight's agenda, okay, before I get into that real quick, this crazy week, just to let y'all know, I had like a crazy math midterm that went on Wednesday. I had a long, important paper due in an English class on Tuesday. Then I had to get ready for baby day. I ended up working like 6 days this week, plus classes, plus studying. Oh, not to mention, my freaking tire went flat. I got out to the car. The tire was just blown out or something, and I had to change the tire myself. It was, okay, I know I'm a dude, so I don't have a problem too much changing tires. I'm more like, you know, I'm more like the clean, pretty boy type. You know, I don't have to get my hands dirty too much, but I was in there. I mean, I was in there like swimwear. I went ahead and snatched that donut out the truck, threw it up on there real quick, shank it, shank it, shank it, and pull it together. But know that I was not happy. Moving right along. Sorry, back to our regularly scheduled programming. Okay, so the agenda for tonight's show. It's going to be fun. Celebrity Hub, kept it kind of short tonight because if y'all just tuning in, by the way, I was just on Carla B's E-Buzz. Y'all got to go over there. She got this couch. Comfy. She has some champagne sitting on the table next to her, but I didn't do it because I know I had to come over here and chill with y'all, and I don't want to be y'all, you know, well, I can't say the word I was thinking, but I don't want to be, I don't know what the word is because every word I'm thinking is kind of unedited. But anywho, but I'm here with you guys now to talk about Oprah versus Jennifer Hudson. I'm not sure if you guys check out the Facebook, but I'm going to give you the scoop this evening where Jennifer Hudson gave Oprah a little bit of ill feelings. Yes, Oprah was kind of irritated with the young lady, but we'll go into that. And then also we're going to discuss Beyonce and a recent project that she's put out. I recently got introduced to this music video and song that she did, and when we talk about healthy living and living life to the fullest, I think that this song and video just definitely embodies all of that, especially when it comes to the youth. So definitely stick around so you guys can check out all the details on that. Also, as you've heard a lot about Baby Day, it's coming up. Yeah, it's this Saturday, just mere moments away. And I'm uber excited, just overwhelmed and completely ready for this. So we're going to discuss, you know, a little bit about that, give you guys kind of some behind-the-scenes scoop that kind of went along with that as well, because, of course, with every situation, there's drama. And Jamaica Jams, you guys heard me talk about it, and the details are in. actually, I don't even have them right in front of me. I haven't pulled them up. But sorry, didn't mean to say that out loud. But the details are in for Jamaica Jam, and it's going to be May 2012. So we'll discuss that in grave detail a little later this evening, okay? And then another topic I wanted to really discuss, and I'm really excited to talk about, is vacation planning. A much needed discussion, because I have people in my space and my family members are one of them who are like, oh my goodness, you go on vacation every year, and I'm known to go to Florida. I'm known to go parlay in Florida. Let me let you know, if you haven't partied in Florida, woo, not just anywhere, y'all, Miami, it goes down in Miami, Florida. And the way I do it, I mean to the fullest. And not to mention, I don't even drink alcohol. But it goes down. More details about that a little bit later. I'm sorry, you guys. Some of my coworkers are here like, you are really on one tonight, T'Angelo. And I am. It's been a crazy week, and I finally get to stretch my legs and stuff. Today was the first day I got to lay in my bed for longer than 6 hours. I mean, at one time. It was great. And then I even got up for a little bit and laid back in and took a nap. That was different for me. So, oh, I was great. So, anyhow, you guys, today, we're going to take a break here in a second, but I'll let you know what today's music is. Today's music has a little theme to it. And today's music is going to be like all, okay, hold up. Music is going to be jams that I have loved during my years in middle and high school. So these are going to be like old, not old school jams, but at least the 90s, the late 90s kind of jams we're going to play. And I love these songs, okay? So we're going to start off with one of my favorite groups, TLC, their song, Digging On You. I mean, probably my all-time favorite TLC song. So you guys enjoy. And when we get back, we're going to start with the news and the gossip and stuff about Beyonce and healthy living. We'll be right back after this. Thank you.
prosthetics
yeah.
at work. Yes, definitely. From the moment I get in it, Denise, we need this. Denise, we need that. Which is stressful, because my name is Linda. Denise is the other black woman that works here. By 10 a.m., someone in the copy room makes a joke about Kobe Bryant, and everyone looks at me to make sure it's okay. And I smile like it's okay. But really, my head and neck are starting to throb. Then I spend the rest of the afternoon training my interns and answering their questions like, yes, black people use shampoo, and no, I don't know any good reggae clubs around here, and yes, Condoleezza Rice is very articulate. Why do you sound so surprised? And no, I can't tell you where to buy weed. And that's when I reach for Excedrin. New Excedrin for racial tension headaches. Excedrin RT works fast, taking me from, oh, no, you didn't, to I wish a mother would.
Excedrin for racial tension headaches. Fast relief for hundreds of years of nagging pain.
Oh, you guys, I'm so in love with the TLC track. Dude, in the scene, I was up here performing the music video. It was hilarious. Okay, so, anywho, moving right along. So, a little piece of celebrity buzz this evening. Miss Beyonce knows she is at it again with a new video out entitled Move Your Body. Yes, yes, yes. And actually, I got this from one of my Facebook friends who showed this, introduced me to this, and I have been all over it ever since. And I want to redo the video with some children at another school or something. I want to do my version of it. I'm inspired. So anyhow, what are you talking about? What am I talking about? Well, I'm discussing a new version of Beyonce's hit song, Get Me Bodied, which this video has hit the internet all over the place. Beyonce re-records the song, and she entitled it Let's Move / Workout. And this song will be a part of Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign, which is to help childhood obesity. And so Beyonce, you know, is a part of that project, and so she saw fit to take her talents to the screen and or to the .com. So anyhow, you guys, we're going to go ahead really quickly. I'm going to let you hear Beyonce put in her own words and hear some of the behind-the-scenes stuff of this video.
Hello, everyone. It's Beyonce, and I'm very, very honored to be a part of the NAB and our First Lady, Michelle Obama's Let's Move initiative. It's all about promoting the benefits of healthy eating and exercise. But what we want to do is make it fun by doing something that we all love to do, and that's dance.
Kids like us, we eat Chinese food, McDonald's. Like, when's the last time anybody had a carrot?
There's a better way than just saying, hey, kids, let's go to the gym and work out. Too big, too small, too short, too tall, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. Let's all become a family and make a movement and be heard.
So I hope you guys are ready. Let's make healthier choices and let's move.
Hey!
So what you guys are listening to are some of the students. Okay, so let me explain it. In the music video, it's Beyonce at a school site somewhere in the cafeteria doing her new rendition of Get Me Body with the new title being, you know, Move Your Body. And the students of the school are the actual background dancers. She just has a whole slew of people dancing, doing new choreography, doing fresh moves. It's really awesome. You can definitely go to my YouTube page. I just added it as a favorite today, which is T'Angelo, or, you know, youtube.com/the1T'Angelo, actually. That's the number one, T'Angelo, and you can find the video there, amongst other places, but that's the easiest place to do it. And definitely check it out. I mean, if you're not a Beyonce fan, that's fine, but if you're for the children, I think you'll definitely enjoy this footage. And then while you're there, you can also check out some things that I've done. Okay, moving right along. So anyhow, you guys, definitely check out the video because I think it's hot, and it's about the children, and I am definitely a fan of healthy living, especially for our kids. We don't want them to have diabetes and high blood pressure and all that stuff at the age of 12 and 13 if we can help it, okay? So let's all do our part. So we're going to go ahead and play this track by Beyonce entitled Let's Move Your Body.
Move.
guys. I just thought that was a great little video there.
That's a great little song and a video. So if you get a chance, check it out. Talking about run to the left, to the left, to the left. Now run to the right, to the right, to the right. Got the little Dougie involved. We got the running man for our old school dancers like myself, who was busting the running man and the kid and play and the Roger Rabbit. In the video, they're doing all that, and it's great to see the kids just having a blast with that. So I know I'm gonna be checking that out and watch that myself because I just think it's really a good look. So again, if you want to check it out, you're welcome to go to my Facebook page. You can see it there, or go to my YouTube page, which is The One T Angelo, YouTube.com/The One T Angelo, and check it out there, okay? So I think it's awesome, and I'm trying to post it to Facebook, like, as we speak. So definitely do it. Run to the left, to the left, to the left. And also, really quickly, if you guys check out the video, you'll also notice that Beyonce runs the wrong way, and they kept the footage. It's a good little funny. All the kids went to the left and she went to the right. And she was like, oh, snap. But anyhow, I thought it was funny. Moving right along. Okay, so, what you call it? I wonder. Let me see. Okay, so real quick. Baby Day 2011 is here, okay? I know I've said so much about it, you guys, but it's just a great event, which I'm so excited to be a part of and so humbled to be honored at. And my mommy is coming! I'm so excited. Mother's coming down. My family is coming down. I am so excited they get to be there. And, you know, I mean, as it is, I'm not due to be on stage because they're honoring me, but I'm T'Angelo, and I have been trying to figure out a way to get myself on that stage. So if you guys are there, definitely try to check me out because who knows what I'm going to do. We'll see. We said so much about it, I don't really know what else to say. We're going to be there. Oh, behind the scenes. Okay, so real quick. People are really interesting. I'll say that. We've had so many interesting things that have happened in the course of time. But there was a situation where, I don't know, this is funny, so I'm going to say it. People kind of get mad when you say stuff, but I'm going to say it anyway. There was a situation where I was doing this video shoot, and it was the funniest thing because the videographer was filming me, right? And then you know how when your phone rings and you're busy doing something, if you have to take the call, you just simply say, hey, you know what, what's up real quick? Okay, cool, I got you. I'm going to call you back. I'm finishing the shoot. I'll be right back with you. All right, cool. Well, that could have been the case with this one, but it wasn't. As we're being rushed to get the shoot done because the videographer had to get going, I was doing my shoot, and I had to do a take because I messed up whatever. Okay. And during the take of us resetting, the videographer's phone rings. And the pause is just taking a quick, you know, give me a second. He actually took the phone call and said, hold on, you guys. Walked down the road about 7 yards, and we're standing there like, I could have sworn we were in a hurry. And it was just the funniest thing because the people putting the event together, like, we're doing video shoots, we're doing photo shoots, we're doing all this media stuff for imagery, and you kind of just had to be there. And then the weirdest thing was, and this is not making fun of the situation, this is just what it was funny to me, the glasses were on his face about 30 degrees tilted to the right. And so I just feel that if no one mentions it to you, you might not know. You know, I mean, if I have like a little boogie in my nose, you got to tell me. I don't know. I can't see it. So I just thought it might be my responsibility to mention it, you know, not put you out there, but just to mention it. So I just simply asked the question, is it just me or your glasses a little crooked? And the people sitting around was like, no, he did not just say that. But I wanted to try to be funny, and I asked the question, is it just me? Because I could be wrong. And I ended up telling him I wasn't sure if I needed a V8 or not. Was it me? Was it him? And he confirmed.
Yeah, this is for my mother club heads, you feel me? Clothes and take off your socks.
with you guys. I hit the wrong button. Oops. I should let y'all do it. I know, but no, I was trying. Don't wave at me. They're waving at me. I'm in the booth, so they can't really see. Anyhow, okay, moving on. So real quick, what was I saying? Oh, I don't remember. Oh, production, putting things together. So in the end, you guys, I just want to say this. I'm going to kind of pull this to a close because now I've used up all my funny time. But the funny part is when putting together a production like this, you guys, there's always interesting things that are going to happen. And so this is another situation of entrepreneurs on the move. You know, this whole event, Baby Day, is a charitable event. And one of the honorees will be granted a $1,000 reward, I guess. I'm not sure the word is pronounced the correct vernacular right there, but they will present with $1,000 check for their time and all the stuff that they've done in the community. And as far as the entrepreneurship of it all, we went to the theater to make sure everything was working well, and we spent probably 3 hours in the sound booth trying to make sure everything in the sound booth worked because it was so unconnected to the theater. It was weird. And I just cut all that story down because it was more dramatic and a lot funnier because of the cameras and the projection screen. It was hilarious in the end. But I will admit, I got to go to a really cute fashion show after that, and they had great food and chicken. I love to eat. So anyhow, moving right along. Sorry, you guys. Got to go. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we're going to discuss Jennifer Hudson and Miss Oprah kind of had a little spat. But this next track, as I kind of accidentally hit the button 2 seconds ago, is my girl Missy Elliott with For My People. This is a dance track I used to get down to. I'm going to hit the button now. We'll be back after this. Now I can get the song to play.
Yeah, this is for my mother club heads. You feel me? Clothes and take off the top.
got a band. Can't stand when it's all on my side. I don't even know him. She all up in my life. Giving me the side eye like she wanna fight. Billy, know about the better get it right. Can't stand when the DJ up the song. No, I'm trying to shake my all night long. Cutting up the same all night long. Before I got there, now my is gone. Can't stand when it ain't jumping like I want. Got to try to stop my fun, take away my blunt. I don't give a f, he gon' take away my fun. Seeing when the is over, make it run.
Angelo, and you are tuned in to Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them, where we are having a blast. So anywho, Jennifer Hudson and Oprah. I forgot to say Oprah and Jennifer Hudson, huh? Nonetheless, what could it have been that got underneath Miss Winfrey's skin? Well. You may or may not be aware, but on Sunday's episode of Oprah Winfrey's Behind the Scenes, which is on her own network, meaning her actual own network, like she owns it, but it's also titled OWN. Anyhow, okay, so on OWN Network, they have a show called Behind the Scenes, where we get a chance to see the behind the scenes, you know, and learn what goes on behind the doors of Oprah Winfrey's life and her team that she says is like the best ever. Okay, so they at Harpo Studios have been like really battling with the storms and the harsh weather that they're having over there. And the irony of BTS Behind the Scenes is that they Oprah Winfrey describes the team as the best team in the business. Now, in the situation, So in the situation, Jennifer Hudson's role kind of causes havoc in the mayhem of the day, because typically they film two episodes of Oprah's show in a day. But because of all the crazy weather they're having, they wanted to do a special reunion show of the soap opera. They decided to do three shows. Okay, now, Hudson inadvertently decided to double book herself for the film date. So she was in Chicago, and she came to rehearsal at Harpo Studios and did what she had to do or whatever. And then afterwards, without any word, she just hitched up a ride or a flight and flew down to Dallas, Texas, Thursday evening without telling anyone that she had a previous engagement, no doubt highly paid engagement, at a gentleman by Jerry Jones in Dallas. So the sneak would have gotten away in the case that the ice storm hadn't hit Texas and forced Miss Hudson's flight to be delayed back to Chicago. And at 4:45 that evening, the day of the taping, Hudson's publicist alerted Harpo that her client might be a little late. Way to go, Jennifer Hudson. A little late turned into a little bit more than that, actually ended up being 2 hours late because they had to de-ice the plane. So it caused a little bit of havoc, whatever. Oprah, of course, was less than pleased by this, especially since her show, or people being on her show, always gets precedence. She has priority over what people have going on. But, hey, that didn't seem to be the case here. So, as juicy and interesting as this sounds, what I have gone ahead and done is pulled up a little sound bite so y'all can check out what happened in one of the scenes. And what you're going to hear is someone's on the phone, I think the publicist or someone at Harpo Studios, is telling Harpo Studios, with Oprah being in the room, that Jennifer Hudson is late. And actually, worse than that, she's not even in the same state as she is. So we're going to go ahead and take a minute, you guys, listen to this, and we'll be back when we enjoy these little words.
TV Guide calls it the ultimate treat. Us Weekly says it is riveting, season 25, our behind-the-scenes show on OWN airs Sunday nights at 8 Eastern, and I wanted to just make sure you don't miss this Sunday night. A big-time celebrity actually went missing the morning of the show taping. Here's a sneak peek.
Well, I'm in the shower this morning, and I hear the phone ring, and I run out because it could be nothing but an emergency.
Right.
Jay Hud flew to Texas last night. She's in the air right now on her way back.
She's not. She hasn't taken off yet.
You are kidding.
They had to de-ice the plane.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. Excuse me. What the hell is going on? I've never heard of this in 25 years. This has not happened.
We've been battling this blizzard business all week long, hanging on by a thread to try to get these shows done. And she's not in the same state. That's not good.
We're going to get a time log on where the plane is. You can speak to the pilot on a private plane.
My phone's coming.
You need to know if she's doing hair and makeup on the plane.
Mm-hmm. She is.
She is.
Yes, her team, her hair and makeup team is with her on the plane.
This is going to back up your whole day. This means the whole day is backed up.
Jennifer Hudson being very, very late is something that would be easier to handle on a normal day. Instead of two shows today, we're taping three. A show at 9 o'clock, a show at 1 o'clock, a show at 4 o'clock. We already had a marathon, unusual tape day on our hands in response to the blizzard, and now we have another huge problem.
God, this is bad. So that's Sunday night, Easter, 8 Eastern on OWN. We'll all be tweeting about it.
Well, you guys, yes, that was the Miss Winfrey you heard over there trying to hoo-bang. What the hell? She was less than pleased. If you guys get a chance to check out the show, you'll see her facials, too. They do some great shots. And not to mention, she didn't have any makeup on. That's a different experience. But, hey, you're Oprah. Do what you want. So, anyhow, you guys, definitely check out Oprah's show behind the scenes. It'll be great, the whole drama of the Jennifer Hudson scandal. So, anyhow, you guys, we're going to take a brief come on. I'm going to get some drinks. I'm about to cough myself to death. And we'll be back right after this.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
I'm about to do what sure nobody expects. But that's what I do. Y'all know me. And right now, I'm about to unleash the track. Millennium, it's a brand new day. Bugged out, girls, bugged out, girls. I don't really care, yo. Oh my girls, I'm about to let the dragon out. No, 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 no.
We about to let the dragon out. Come on.
No, 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 no.
Don't
I can see you, and I see you on a respirator. Y'all cats all know how this gon' go. B-Mac rap gorilla with the official flow. Any beef with my peeps, then the pistols blow. I'ma lay back for now and let Cisco flow.
Took it back with that one, back to 2000 with your boy Cisco. I didn't rock the silver hair, but I have to admit it was a thought on my mind. Maybe I should do it today. Excuse me. Nonetheless, that was the boy Cisco. That was one of my really good jams. I was in love with the Cisco music. I almost did the thong song, but I just remembered that wasn't one of my favorite songs. It was just a hot song of the day. I was bumping Into the Dragon. That was a crazy album. So, anywho. good times had by all. Now we discussed, or I mentioned earlier, actually, hold on, let me get a little drink on this, hold on. All right, anywho, I talked about vacation planning. People have talked, or have mentioned to me, like, D'Angelo, you go on these big vacations every year, and, you know, how do you do it, and blah, 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 and it's really all about planning. That's all it is. It's knowing well in advance what you want to do. And that's where partially Jamaica Jams comes in, and that's where the topic of planning a vacation comes in. So there's a lot that can go into it. You know, there's so much that you can do on your own. But I've made a point to kind of go ahead and look around and see what kind of notes I can find, what I put together. So the very first thing that, of course, you want to do in planning a vacation, of course, is choose a destination. Okay, kind of know where you want to go, and it takes some time. For my birthday, a friend and I have actually went back and forth about where I want to go or where we want to go for my birthday. And I mentioned earlier, you know, Miami, Florida has been where I typically have gone, and I have a blast, but I finally wanted to do something different. So with that being said, it was Chicago, it was Hawaii, it was Puerto Rico, it was so many different places, but in the end, we went with New York. We're going to do New York in August for my birthday, so I'm super excited. So that was step one. And when you think about choosing a destination, you want to, you know, think about you want to go near or far. How do you want to transition to get there? Do you want to fly or drive? You know, Vegas was an option, but, you know, I live right next to it, so it's good. If you want to do a cruise, what the case may be. But do you want to stay in a hotel? Would you rather rent an apartment? That's something you want to think about. We've rented an apartment for Miami a time or two, and that's been fun. And then you want the trip to be vacation-like? Do you want it to be educational? Do you want to relax on the beach? Do you want to do sports? You know, use all those things to help get an idea of where you want to go. Okay? And then after you get the destination put together, the very next thing you want to do is budget. Set a budget. You know, have a fixed amount put in stone what you want to do. Of course, do the research first to see about what it takes to, you know, put the trip together, and then set your budget from that. And then depending how big or small your endeavor is, that'll help dictate where you may want the budget to be set at. And then if you decide you don't want to spend any more than $1,500 for your trip, that might also help you decide where your destination will be. Excuse me. My throat is really dry. And then we think about the budgeting and stuff. You got to think about your accommodations and everything. So for budget, I always, first thing I consider is travel, lodging, transportation. There's a difference. Transportation when you get there and then traveling how to get there. And then being there, so spending money. And then the fifth thing is fashion. If you're going to wear what you have in your closet, or you're going to buy a new wardrobe, or just pick up a couple of pieces to match up with your wardrobe. But those are the five top things to worry about: the traveling, getting there, lodging, spending money, transportation, and fashion. Highly important things, okay? And then you want to involve your friends in the decision-making process. If it's just you and a boo, include them. If it's you and some homies, include them. And try not to be too demanding of what you want, but really be open to hear about what everybody wants to do. And then once you do that, kind of delegate some responsibilities out to the people in your crew. There's always a president or the chair. There's a chair and a co-chair, and those are the people who make sure everyone's doing what they're doing. If you guys are going to go in on a hotel room or something, then that person, the co-chair could be the treasurer, or you can put a treasurer in this. I know you guys are thinking, wow, are you serious? But this is truly how my friends and I have put together it trips. You know, that the person who makes sure all the money is in, that needs to be in. We set dates for when the money needs to be in to hit certain things. And that's where the responsibility is involved to different people. Someone can find the hotel and bring them back to the group to discuss what you have to offer so we can choose. Or if you decide to do the apartment, things of that nature. To rent a car. I know 1 year I did the rental car, and I had the hookup at the rental car, and so I just told them the rental car is free. And they said, oh, okay, done deal. We paid for gas. And then, you know, just kind of move from there. What else, you know, the hoteling, the airfare. And then if you guys want to do nightlife and things of that nature, or if you want to find out what's in the city, things to do, you can give someone to be the research department whose job is to research the internet and find out what all there is to do, what's in town. Pretty much, okay? So that's a good thing to do with your friends. A fourth thing you want to do is to make sure that you have also freedom, okay, when you put your agenda together. So let me back up. You want to create your agenda of the things you want to do while you're there. And then don't look up your agenda so strongly that you don't have any free time just to chill out and do you. And by having your agenda there, you want to ensure that you hit up what you want to hit up, you know? And not that you have to definitely stay on your agenda to the T, but to also make sure that you, you know, do what you want to do, hit up the places that you want to hit up and things of that nature. So with the agenda, though, make sure you also schedule in downtime to just chill out and, you know, lay about a pool or things of that nature. That's one thing I used to not do is put in time to just chill out, because I'd be running from here and there and there and here, and I would forget to put in my chill time. So definitely make sure you have that, you do that. And then also I'm going to say definitely take your photos. You know, if you want to take video, I'm also in my group. I'm known for being the history, I forgot what the name is called, but the person who takes history of the trip. But I'm always with the video camera and the camcorder. I have a video camera and camcorder. I'm snapping shots. You won't even know when I have to, like in the club scene, I'd be snapping shots, okay? And you'd be like, Dad, I know you got that. I didn't know you got that. And I'm just snapping. I'm getting my groove on snapping shots. And I'm also taking video of a little small camera of just about everything. It's always fun, you know? And so we have footage of that, and that's really awesome. One of our responsibilities. So definitely make sure you have a camera with batteries and all of that nature, just to take the memories and capture them, you know? With today's internet and capabilities, you know, so much you can do. And I also personally am a big fan of, be sure to print out the pictures and make a real photo album, okay? I know it's a digital era and all, but people with these pictures and phones and stuff, and you never really share them because you just don't. They're stuck in some type of device. I know I'm a major fan of going to my mom's house and going through my photo album, because my mother has photo albums for each of the kids. We all have our own photo album from when we were kids. So I think it's great to have those photo albums when you get, you know, older and you're reminiscent. I have probably about 4 photo albums from my vacations, and it's always fun to go through them and just look at, wow, you know, what we did, or wow, what the fashion was, or just all that stuff. So it's really great. Other than that, whoa! Just got back from Vegas, and I was letting it ride! all that talk of vacationing, I had to go ahead and run to Vegas real quick and put it on black and let it ride. Roulette is one of my favorite games. But anyhow, Okay, so you guys, it has been a great, great evening. It has been so much fun. And what you call it? We have, I wanted to mention, I'm not sure, you guys may have or may not heard about our girl Mocha D, who is a part of the ELTM family. And she has recently done herself a little something extra. She is going to be hosting the West Side Hip Hop. Oh, dang, I just forgot what it was. Hold on. That's the question, you guys. What is it? Mocha D, put up a sign. The West Side. The Western Hip Hop Conference. Thank you, guys. The Western Hip Hop Conference is definitely something Mocha D is going to be doing, and I am so excited for her because if you guys get a chance to check out some of her work, that is her all day. Her energy is so explosive. She's so over the top. She's so much fun, a barrel of laughs, and just loves living life to the fullest, and that is so awesome. So you can definitely check out Mocha D on the Facebook and see where she's at. She did a really cute photo shoot recently, so definitely check that out. And just to let you guys know, the Western Hip Hop Conference is the world's largest industry mixer. It's going to take place in Anaheim on May 29th. And I, again, am just so excited for her because that was the young lady who called a couple of weeks back, was telling me how she's got her eye on me and she's watching what I do and all that jazz. So apparently she done took notes a little too well because she's hosting the Western Hip Hop Conference. Did I not mention the world's largest industry mixer? Okay, that's where people be mixing and networking and stuff. Is she going to be hosting all that? I'm not hosting no mixer. So great job, Mocha D, my girl. I'm so excited and happy for you. You're going to have a blast. Again, you guys, that is May 29th in Anaheim. And you can always check out, you can search Mocha D's Facebook page. And, of course, I got the girls flattered all across my page as well. So if you're interested in hearing more about the Western Hip Hop Conference, because that's your thing and your cup of tea, definitely check that out on Facebook or, again, Mocha D. All righty, guys. So, again, big applause to our girl. And woo-woo. I said a woo-woo. Okay. Anyhow, you guys, as we bring this evening to a close, I just want to thank everyone. I had a great time as usual, and I hope you did as well. And our girl, Carla B, woo-woo, thank you, Ma. It's always a blast. Again, you guys, check out the first half hour of the show, and you can hear me on Carla B's segment, her show. I'm sorry, we did a segment on her show, E-Buzz, and I can't wait to do it again. That was so much fun being on the couch at E-Buzz, just discussing Baby Day and things of that nature. And then you guys, it's always an email bag, so definitely feel free to hit me up and throw a little something in there. There was a couple of questions I haven't got a chance to get to today because I really want to get that Oprah and Beyonce stuff out and then the vacation, which is very necessary. Speaking of vacation, so Jamaica Jams, you guys, is coming up. It is May 2012, if I haven't mentioned. May 2012 will be Jamaica Jams, and just a quick little ditty on it is going to be a cruise to Jamaica, and it has a couple of stops in it. All the details are out, and I can get that information to you, only I had to be honest, I didn't pull up the information like I had meant to, so I can't give you all the scoop right now. But I'm not even tripping because you're going to be here next week when I do give you the scoop, and you're going to be on T'Angelo's Facebook, so you'll see the scoop, and it's going to be scoop, scoop, scoopity, scoop, scoop. Okay, I must be getting tired because that was weird. All righty. definitely hit me up at tangelo@eotmradio.com with any questions or thoughts that you have. I can't wait, you guys. I'm just excited for Baby Day. I'm not going to say anything else because I'm going to just, you know, not beat over head anymore about that. But I'm going shopping tomorrow. I'm excited. Woo! Yeah. Anyhow, dancers, music, artists, other entrepreneurs on the move, I would love to hear from you. Definitely hit me up at tangelo@eotmradio.com. I would love to have you on the show and hear your journey of your climb and your journey, your climb and strides to your success. Don't forget, you guys, check out YouTube and check out that Beyonce video. I'm super excited. And be sure to lock in Blog Talk Radio to your pages. Anyhow, you guys, lastly, I just want to mention to all the people in EOTM Media family, thank you guys for looking out for me and the rest of us. I do appreciate all the love you guys give me and us. I'm speaking for me right now. So thank you for all of y'all giving me and helping out and blast out all my stuff, because I'm totally appreciative. You guys just know that in anything that you do, it's not the one person you're looking at or hearing from. It's a team of people behind them, and I just want to make sure on air I give them a good woo-woo. So anyhow, you guys, if you happen to be in SoCal, I would love to hear from you, see from you, stop by your show and all those things. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, you guys. I'm not really tired, but I'm excited, actually. I'm really excited. I'm going to turn out my car. That's what I could do. Yeah, since I didn't change the tire, I guess I can go ahead and make it look better. I'm babbling. So with that being said, you guys, I am your boy, T'Angelo. I'm going to leave you with this. Dance as though no one is watching. Just live. I'm out.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.